Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the island's local station.
Now, I have a guest in here. Now, your name is Carl.
That's correct.
Now, you are, let me get it right, you work for Men Only Isle of Wight. You won gold medal for New Community Project of the Year.
That's correct, yes. We're very excited to have got it. We founded Men Only about 4 years ago now. So, achieving that gold award from Vectis Radio a few weeks ago was a real milestone for us, that the work that we've put in till now was getting some recognition. It was great.
Well, that's what the project is all about. That's what it's, our awards are for, is to give people like yourselves that are not quite well known, like the bigger charities, but it's to help you to get better and to get more recognition.
Absolutely, and it's really important as well. That recognition is key, especially on the island. I mean, I've grown up on the island, been here for over 50 years, and once people know what's going on, it's a lot easier for us to make our services available to more people. But it is getting the word out, and so, yeah, the award is brilliant.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And it was the first time you'd entered as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, we'd never thought of venturing before. We were invited to enter, and both my business partner Liz and I, we thought, well, we'll do it. Don't think we'll probably get anywhere this year, but we'll get our names in there. And so to get shortlisted was hugely exciting. But then to win on the night was wonderful.
Yes, you were up against quite a lot of well-established charities as well. But it's immaterial, isn't it? You've got the gold medal, you come away with all the prizes. But no one's, of all the women, there was five in your category. Three got highly recommended, so they're doing the right things.
Yep.
And then you had your bronze, silver and gold. So it is a positivity, isn't it?
It is.
Everyone wins.
Absolutely. And it's really important that we were up against some stiff competition. However, the key thing is all of those five organisations that I know, if they work as hard as us, then they're, you know, we're all desperately trying to get out there and let people know what we're able to support them with. So, you know, it was a good night for all of us.
It was. Now, could you just tell us about your charity then? Just give us an outline of what you actually do.
Yeah. So I had, during the beginning of lockdown, I had a health incident. I had a heart attack. I was living in Portsmouth at the time with my daughter. And when I came out the other side, I realised that it was really difficult to find any kind of support, because obviously you can get the physical support after a major health incident. So I started looking around for some, you know, mental health support over it, because it's a life-altering experience, as you know, a lot of people are aware. And it was available, but it was really difficult to find. And I've got some mental health experience. I worked here at the hospital for about 6 or 7 years doing mental health support. But I realised that if I struggled, and having had that experience, there must be a lot of men out there that just don't know how to ask, because all of us men are sort of tied into that, don't want to ask for help, don't want to feel like we're a burden to anybody. You know, I could give you a million reasons why we don't ask.
Well, the biggest ones, I'm a man, I don't complain.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the biggest downfall, isn't it?
Yeah, and we don't like to ask, we feel like we're weak, or, you know, and we talk to our friends and we get told to man up or whatever. Yeah. So we tend to keep things to ourselves and bottle it up. But I knew there was a better way. And then I lost not a very close friend, but somebody I'd worked with for a long time took his own life. And I was chatting to another friend of mine about it, because I'd gone to look at the statistics and they were terrifying. You know, 75% of all suicides in the UK are men, 85% of people that go missing and are never found again are men. And I was telling him, I was like, you know, why is it all, why are the figures stacked against men? What's going on? And he basically gave me the best advice I'd ever had, which was to either sit there and moan about it or start
something about it.
Yeah, get on with something. So I did. It was towards the end of lockdown. I said, right, we're going to start doing Zoom calls. We'll have an open Zoom call. We'll advertise it. We had nobody for the first 3 weeks or so. I sat there for 3 hours on a Monday, 3 hours on a Friday, just sort of listening to music and catching up on stuff and reading a book while somebody came on. But then it slowly picked up.
Mm-hmm.
So then when we came out of lockdown and we were able to sort of get out and meet people again, September 21, we did a walk in Ryde. We walked from Puckpool to Seaview and back. We invited all men to come along and have a chat. We had 35 show up for that first walk. And that we've been doing that walk every week now for our third anniversary on the 5th of September this year.
Oh, brilliant.
And, you know, that went from, we had 35 on the first one, nobody on the second one, two on the third one, but it's slowly grown up and we now have a minimum of 15 people show up. So it obviously works. It's obviously good for guys to come out and have a chat.
Oh, and that's it. Once they do come out for a chat, it gives them a bit of confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what the biggest part of it is, to be confident of coming out, having a look. You don't have to rush into things. Just take it nice and easy, and you're there as a stopgap. You're there to help them.
Yeah.
You can help them. Put them on the right way. Don't push them at any stage. Just keep them on the even keel, and hopefully it goes from strength to strength. And if you can save one person's life, you're doing your job.
Exactly.
Hopefully you can save a lot more, but that's it. You're going to try to stop people committing suicide.
And, you know, I think we'd been going for about 4 months when a guy turned up and said, right, you're my last effort. You know, this is my last effort. I'm going to come along here. If I don't feel any better when I leave here, that's me. I've got my plan. I know what I'm doing. And so we went for a walk. Then we ended up chatting for about an hour afterwards. And he agreed to take a pause. And that's when it sort of the next stage came in. Naturally, I suppose, where guys started coming along to the walk, they'd have a light-hearted chat with each other, but then they'd start asking for more help, like, where can I get mental health support? I'm caring for my wife, or, you know, I'm caring for a friend or a partner, and I don't know where I can get any support or help. So that grew our signposting side of our organisation.
Yes, but as well, the trigger point was when you ask him to pause it, and he did, then you've got him hooked.
Yeah. Well, I was very lucky.
He's thinking about it.
Yeah.
Which could stop him doing it. He might go on the next day and it still happens, but you've positive thoughts in his mind.
Yeah, exactly. I was very privileged to be able to do the Samaritans suicide awareness training, to be a listener for them. Unfortunately, it wasn't the job for me after I'd done the training, but we still keep in touch. But the skills I learned there, talking to people, and being able to ask the difficult questions, you know.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, I feel like my life is miserable. I don't know what to do. Have you made a plan? You know, do you intend to take your life today? It became second nature. It wasn't a difficult question to ask. And I think that's really been important in this journey, is that we are not afraid to ask the challenging questions.
Well, I think you have to. You have to put it straight to them. And it might... They might shock them into, oh yeah, really, am I? Oh, I'm not sure, I don't know. But once you put doubt into their mind, that helps, doesn't it?
And I think also, Ron, to be honest with you, it's when they don't feel so alone.
Exactly.
In the decision.
Yes.
You know, they've got someone that stands. We don't offer sympathy. We don't do the theirs. We are a practical service that supports them through that journey. But with empathy rather than sympathy. And I think that's the key thing. There's a huge difference.
Right. We're going to have to get some music and go into the break. We've got Mark Owen with Clementine taking us into the break. Coming out the other is Shake Your Head. And then we'll be back with Carl. Now, Carl was still here. So if you'd just like to have a relap of whatever you've said, or quickly, whatever you want to say left.
Okay. So... Men Only now has a warm space, safe place. It's called Roger and Steve's Place.
Yeah, I've got you. Yeah, okay, yeah. I've got it, yeah.
That's in High Street in
Ryde.
Mm. And just a very quick story of why it's called that. Roger was the guy that told me to either do something about it or stop moaning about it.
Okay.
He came to our very first walk and talk and then tragically ended his life 2 months later. And Steve is another good friend of mine and a local lad to Ryde, who hung himself a year after that. So we decided to represent them and to honour theirs. So it's not about us. It's about, you know, those sort of guys.
That's a really nice thing to do.
Yeah. It's, you know,
unfortunately you couldn't get to them before they had
yeah,
it in mind. But
both of them in fairness were always going to do it. Whatever we did would have only delayed it. One had severe physical problems and was in a lot of pain, and the other one had been this would have been his fourth attempt, I would have thought, something like that. So it's a very tricky time for people like that, and we can't stop everybody.
No,
we can't save
you can't.
Everybody. So yeah, we decided to honour them with the shop we've got there. So it's open every day, Monday to Friday, 9 till 4. We do out of hours appointments if we need to. And when I say, we're still doing our famous Sunday walk and talk from Puckpool Park.
That's brilliant. Your phone number is 01983-722-737, yeah?
That's correct, yeah.
And your email is admin@menonlyiow.co.uk.
It is. And if you want to email me personally, it's the same email address, but it's just Carl with a K, K-A-R-L, at menonlyiow.co.uk.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming in and enlightening us with what you do. And keep going. You do a fabulous job. And hopefully more people will be in contact with you.
I do hope so. And we can work, you know, and help. And we work with families too. So we do offer family support for that. But yeah, we don't judge. It's on our door. No judgment. You know, people come in, they can talk about whatever they want. It's a safe place. And it's a warm place too. So you can come and, you know, get a hot meal, come and have a cup of tea and a biscuit and have a chat. And we'll see what we can do to support you.
That's brilliant. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Coming Ron. In, what you're doing. Thank you very much.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.